and welcome back to another episode of the Self-Directed Podcast. I am very excited for today's conversation for so many different reasons, among them being that I think Diana Zidian, today's guest, has an incredible career story, but also that I've had the good fortune of watching a lot of these different twists and turns in your adventure unfold sort of from the sidelines and from afar. To give you kind of the quick version intro to Diana, Diana is a college opt-out that decided to start her career through Praxis at age 17, deliberately made the decision not to go to college and bet on herself instead. Here we are, fast forward 7 years later, Diana can confidently say it was the best way she could have prepared for the workforce and the very best investment. Her words, not mine. She now resides near Joplin, Missouri with her husband, dog, and cat. She is currently on a 3-month sabbatical before starting her new role as Director of New Client Sales at Platform Marketing. She enjoys learning about finances and investing, all things real estate, interior design, being a plant animal mom, and traveling with her husband, Ty. Diana's words, thanks to Praxis, they are on a trajectory for continued financial security. They're excited to start a family in the coming years and are thankful for the financial security to be able to do so. Great intro, and I'm looking forward to an awesome conversation. Thank you so much for joining us today, Diana.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me, Mitchell.
Yeah, you bet. So let's just dive right in. I want to rewind the clock first before we get into what you're doing now and some of the successes you have. And I want to hear sort of the backstory leading up to you deciding not to go to college and what was going on, why you made that decision, what you were hoping to get out of that. And then let's talk about sort of how that experiment, that 7-year experiment, has unfolded.
Oh, man. So we've got to go back a ways here. Yeah. So, gosh, I think it was the summer after my sophomore year in high school. And I kind of had a mixed like homeschool, public school experience growing up. So primarily public school, and then homeschooled for 3 years, and then went back to public school for 3 years before ultimately deciding to leave. But kind of how that unfolded is the summer after sophomore year, I was working, and I was like, man, I cannot picture sitting in a classroom for the next 2 years. Like, that's the last thing I want to do. Now, I'm from a super small town, Stockton, Missouri. So it's like 2000 people. So as far as school districts go, it wasn't like amazing. And so I was talking to my dad and I was like, I do not want to go back and sit in a classroom. I'm ready to like do something. I'm ready to work. I'm ready to like just make better use of my time. At this point, I was 16 and my dad had a very like unconventional answer. He was like, so don't go back. And unfortunately, my mom didn't love that answer, but we worked through that. Everything's fine now. But my dad was like, okay, so don't go back. So I really started to think about, you know, either homeschooling the last 2 years, getting my GED, just jumping right into work. Around this same time, my dad sent my little brother Austin to a fee seminar in Austin, Texas. And he met Isaac Morehouse there. Praxis was much younger at that point. And he sent me a message and he was like, you have to check this out. This is like such a cool program. So I looked it up and it was like, I think I probably applied that same night because everything I saw online, it was like, this is very perfect. Like, this is too perfect for what I'm looking for. This is too good to be true. But I think we had a call that day and then I applied that night. The whole process went really quick. But ultimately, I just couldn't picture sitting in a classroom for a few more years. I think I was working at a coffee shop at that point, but I was kind of like dabbling in running their Twitter page just to get a feel for some marketing. And so Praxis was like the perfect kind of transition at that point because I knew that I wanted to do something more productive than sit in a classroom in small town, like super, super small town public schools for the next 2 years. I knew I wanted more, but I had no idea, you know, what. Like I wanted to get into the real world, into the workforce and figure out what I'm passionate about. And so Praxis was perfect for that. So that summer after my sophomore year, I didn't end up going back that fall. Instead, I did Praxis. I moved to Austin, Texas. At this point, I was 17 and did sales for a super small startup there. So that's kind of the backstory. It went super well, as you know, but that's kind of what led me there.
That's awesome. Was at that point in your life, when you were 16, 17 years old, and you're having this sort of angst or uncertainty, maybe is a better word, about what to do next, and you're considering doing something radically different, were there other people that you knew who were sort of ahead of you in their lives that had already sort of opted out of the system? Or were you like completely shooting from the hip here, like blazing your own trail?
Yeah. So neither of my parents were college educated. My mom did end up going back to college when I was young and became a physical therapist assistant. So she was kind of for the traditional system. Yeah. My dad had a very unconventional childhood and upbringing, and that's a long story in itself. But it's cool because it kind of bred some entrepreneurship into his family. So, my dad and all of his brothers and sisters were a huge inspiration to me because they were all entrepreneurial, kind of forged their own path in everything they did. I know my whole childhood, I watched my dad just kind of go for whatever he was excited for and watched it go really well sometimes, watched it be an epic failure sometimes. But what was cool is like every time he learned so much and he was like, that's fine. This is how it goes, on to the next thing. So he left. Did he leave high school early? If he made it through high school, it was like barely. And it was because they probably didn't want to deal with him anymore. Again, small town high school. But he was not formally educated or anything like that. And it neither were any of his brothers, and they've all done an incredible job. And so I did have them to kind of look up to, when I was forging this path. I was kind of the first of my generation of like cousins and family to do this. And we have a really big family, so that's a big group. But we all kind of got to look up to them and watch them be successful without going the traditional route.
Yeah. That's awesome. And even the family ties now, like if Praxis ever changes our business model and we start building, you know, giant campuses, we'll have to name a library after the Zitting family for all of the siblings and cousins that are also alumni of the program. So it's cool that you're kind of that first generation and the leader of that.
Yeah,
I suppose. So what I'm also curious about, and I love asking people who've taken that unconventional route, especially if you're kind of the first one to do this, did you meet any resistance along the way? And not just as you were making that decision, but over the next few years, and if so, like what types of resistance did you come up against?
Oh yeah. I mean, constantly, more so when it was like, this is the time in your life when you go to college. Oh, you're not going to college. Let's talk about that. So more so at that point, but like all the way through. So pretty immediately, my mom was like, absolutely not. You are going to stay in high school. You're going to graduate. I'm going to watch you like walk down and get your diploma. You are not doing this. And, you know, I was 16. My parents divorced when I was pretty young. And so I was pretty independent for my age. So I just said, I am doing it. Sorry, but like agree to disagree. But she, you know, she fought it tooth and nail. It was kind of a knockdown, drag out conversation. But ultimately she realized like, I was going to do it. I wasn't going back, and she'd have to like physically force me to. And so, so when she realized that, she got on board, she was like, okay, tell me about this Praxis thing. Let's look at this. And then when my little brother did it, she was like, awesome. And he left after freshman year. So I was like, seriously, I got all the heat. And then Austin, my little brother, you worked with him, so you know him. He left after freshman year of high school. He never even got his GED. And honestly, like, I haven't needed mine. So that's hasn't been an issue, but he left right away. My mom like didn't fight him one bit. She's like, awesome, go for it. That's great. He moved to Charleston. I think he was 16. Like, I think he barely had his license when he moved. I did forge the path a little bit for him. I love giving him a hard time about that. Like, he introduced me to Praxis. And then I got the heat from mom, and then, you know, he's followed and done really well, which is cool. So pretty instantly from her, but my dad, you know, he's been all on board, like full support this whole time. He loved to joke, you know, as I was progressing in my career and learning things, he loved to joke. He was like, Mom, maybe you should come back to Stockton and finish your diploma. You could really use that. So that was cool. But yeah, there's a couple moments that stand out even after that point. So, you know, when I made that decision, it was like everyone in my life was like, you sure you want to do this? Like, you should probably go to college. Like, I know you don't know what you want to do, but you can at least get those first 2 years knocked out, you know, go to a community college. You're making a mistake. And actually my favorite teacher was the English teacher at Stockton High. And we had a great relationship. And I was told after I left that he, you know, there was like a picture of me in a yearbook and he was talking to some students and he said, what a shame, you know, she had so much potential. It's so sad to see her just throw her future away like this. So that was really disappointing, but it just kind of motivated me. I know. I know. So, yeah. Those first 2 years, because my peers were all in high school, it was like everybody I knew was giving me resistance. So there's too many to count, but even after, getting started in my career, I would come across people who, you know, they'd hear about what I'm doing and I'd be like 18, 19. And there was this one lady at CrossFit. I don't do CrossFit anymore. I don't recommend it, but I did for a short amount of time. There was this one lady who was talking to me, just making conversation. She was there with her daughter. And I told them what I was doing and her daughter was like, how'd you get into that? Like, how'd you do that? And her mom goes, oh, she must've known the right people. She just got lucky. Some people get lucky like you, they just happen to know the right people and have the right connections. And so again, some resistance there. The most recent time though, I was getting dinner. My husband and I were getting dinner with, my step grandpa. This was probably like a year ago. So it's like, like I've bought a few houses at this point. Like it's gone really well. We're debt free other than like our house, you know, it's been great. And still, even a year ago, he was like, you know, you really should consider going back to college and getting a degree. You know, it'll really help you propel like in your career and in your future. And so, yes, the whole way, obviously, you know, the more I show that this has gone really well, the less I hear that or I only hear it from the older generation. but yeah, the whole way.
Oh my gosh. It's always so laughable. You know, when you think about it, it's like, I'm already doing all the things that you think that this degree is going to help me get there. So
exactly. Yeah.
I appreciate you sharing that. And I know that, you know, for the people who are listening, especially people who are on a similar path and they're still like right at the earlier of their journey. And they're encountering some of that early resistance. I know that that could be a really strong encouragement to hear about their, you know, about your experience. So, I want to hear more about sort of the successes that you've had over the past few years and how you've sort of made those different decisions to, I know you mentioned already, you started at an early startup. I know you had some early success in sales there, and then you've made a couple other moves in your career. And I want to hear sort of how you've gone about evaluating those decisions about what to do in your career and how to focus on like, what skills do I want to build? What do I want to be doing for work and how that's changed over time?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I know, as I said earlier, I kind of went into this with the idea of, I don't know what I want to do. I'm hoping this will show me. And, you know, at this point being 16, 17, I thought, you know, if I do this, it costs me 1 year of my life. And if it goes horribly, great. I'll go to college along with all my peers. If it goes really well, then I've saved, you know, 5 figures of debt and 4+ years of my time. And so that was kind of my mindset going into it. So I didn't have any specific like roles that I had in mind. I really went into this with, I want to get into a startup. I want to see the ins and outs of the business. I want to just get my feet wet in a lot of different areas and see what I like, which that alone is kind of, it's very against what we're fundamentally taught to do in school. We're taught, you know, you're going to go to college, you're going to get this degree. And so you have to figure out before you get the degree, what you want to go into with absolutely no work experience. You need to decide, gosh, what do I want to do when I grow up? What do I want to be? And then you've got to spend tens of thousands, sometimes hundreds of thousands of dollars and 4+ years of your time getting that degree and hoping that you guessed right about what you're going to want to do. And so just going into this, not having any idea what I wanted to do with my life or with my career, that in itself felt really scandalous. Like, what? You don't know what you want to do? And you're like, you know, going out and training in something, but what better way to figure it out than get your feet wet in a bunch of different things, see the ins and outs of a business. So I went to a small startup in Texas. It was in Austin, and I did sales and marketing. So that was like all, I mean, it was a very small company. I think there were probably four or five of us. And so it was like, I talked with the client from the point that either I cold called them or they called us, all the way to they're a consistent account of ours and I'm going to keep their orders running. So it was like, I did the initial like outbound sales. I handled the inbound sales. I nurtured the leads and actually closed the deal. And then like the recurring deals I managed and made sure that they got out the door. And so that was just like a very cool experience because I was able to see what things I excelled at, what I wasn't a huge fan of. And I really loved the sales and marketing. Like the thrill of the chase of like closing a sale is very fun for me. And that's where I learned that. So after that, I ended up going to Platform, so real estate marketing company that, basically builds a brand for local agents in their market. Now their business model is no contracts and it's quite an expensive service. Obviously it's super worth it. But it's a big investment up front. And so it's not just about closing the deal because there are no contracts. You've got to keep that deal closed month after month. And so that's where the account management, you know, I was an account manager, but there's a sales aspect to that too. You've got to continue to provide the value and they have to mindfully make the decision each month to stick with the service and keep, you know, keep hiring you. So I did that for a while, was promoted to senior account manager there, which was really a fun experience. At that point, I would have been 19. I also got to buy my first house at that point, just because it had gone well and I didn't have the college debt. So I started early, you know, I was making normal income, didn't have college debt. So I got to buy a house a little bit early there, which helped propel us a little bit forward too. So that went very well. I was there for almost 3 years, about 2.5 to 3 years, and decided I wanted to actually get into the sales world as far as like selling houses. And so that's what I've been doing the past 3 years was selling new construction homes. And it was actually the builder who built my first home for me. So that's how I met them. Through that process, they asked if I'd be interested in working for them. And at that point, I had just started a platform. So I was like, no, I'm good here.
Yep.
But I had that connection just through being able to build a house with them. So when I was ready for another challenge, I just reached back out to them. And that was an awesome experience. I mean, that was a huge jump up in my career. And we ended up building another house, the one we're in right now, and then also an investment property that we're about to sell later this month. But doing that, kind of doing sales for them, really allowed me to get my feet wet in the nitty gritty of the real estate sales world, because I was in the real estate marketing. I was talking with agents all day. That was the world I was in, but I hadn't actually sold the houses. And so, when you go from a salary role to actual 100% sales, there's like this drive that I felt like was awoken in me that was like, yeah, okay, I've got to get this done. I've got to hustle. I've got to do really well. You know, because it's 100% commission, there's a little bit extra motivation there.
Yeah.
But it went incredibly well. I've done that the last 3 years and I've loved it. And because of that experience, Tim over at Platform is hiring me back to be director of new client sales. And really the reason he said he trusts me to do that is because I've actually sold houses.
Yep.
My friend and colleague, Mitch Broderick, did sales for Platform before. And he did that because he was a real estate agent prior. And so when you're talking with realtors every day, it really helps to have that perspective of I've actually done this. I've sold houses. And so I understand you. I understand how big of an investment this is when you're a 100% commission salesperson and you're carrying all the risk of your business. And so, you know, without that experience, I couldn't have moved from senior account manager to sales at Platform. But because I was able to leave, get some experience actually selling houses and bring that experience back, you know, Tim trusts me to take on that role here in September. So that's kind of the quick version of how it's all gone. But I'm just really thankful for Praxis because it feels like I will never have to worry about having a job because I wasn't just taught during those 10 months that the program was when I did it. I gained skills during those 10 months to continue learning and continue growing. Like the learning didn't stop there. It feels like it just started. And so, I feel like no matter what I do, because of the skills I learned at Praxis about how to learn and how to grow, it's going to go well. And I know I'm young now, I'm 24. And so, you know, maybe I still have a really optimistic perspective and that maybe I've gotten a little bit lucky along the way. I've had great support. But ultimately it was just the best decision I could have made for my career to not spend that money and time on a degree and instead get a head start. I feel like it's just, you know, it's compounded and it just continues to go really well.
Yeah, man, you just made such an awesome point too, like about the compounding effect of that. Mm-hmm. You know, you're 24. You're the age most people today are just starting out, and you don't have the debt. Not only that, but you have almost 10 years of experience compounded. Wow. And, you know, in a spot financially where you've already had some success, you've already got momentum, and you're still right at the start in terms of like compared to where other people are at in their career at your same age. So you've got a very bright future ahead. It's awesome that, you know, you've not only that you're so gracious sharing your story, but it's awesome that you've had that drive. And even when, you know, even meeting that resistance early on, like you stuck with it. And of course it's naturally awesome that it's worked out for you as well.
Thank you. Yeah, yeah. I appreciate that.
So I want to ask you one last big question. As you think back on all of this, you know, all these different milestones in your career, two-part question. First, was there ever a point where you felt like you had made the wrong decision, where you were doubting the path that you were on? And then two, like, what made you overcome that? How did you kind of recalibrate your, you know, your instincts there?
Yeah, no, that's a great question. I think initially when I had moved to Texas and I was living in this apartment with three random strangers that I had met who lived in the apartment together, you know, that was a really interesting summer because I had moved from this town of 2,000 people to Austin, Texas, completely by myself. You know, I'm 17 at this point. I packed all my stuff in my like 2001 Buick LeSabre beater car and drove it out there. So I was like, dang, what, you know, what have I done? What have I gotten myself into? You know, that was a big summer for change. There was, you know, so many things. I decided to leave school. My stepmom, who homeschooled us and raised us, unfortunately got sick that summer and passed away. And then I got accepted into Praxis. I moved away from home for the first time to a city I'd never been to. So it was like new after new after new thing. And just like an insane amount of like, just some hardships that summer, but some crazy growth too. But I remember sitting in my apartment in Austin, thinking about like how crazy the last 6 months of my life had been, and the very high highs and the very low lows, and how I was in the city now where I knew nobody, and working for this little company that had five people and was like this tiny startup. And I was like, what have I done? Like, how did I get here? What am I doing? And you know, this company didn't even, you know, we were working out of the founder's apartment. We all like, there were a few desks in the living room and we all would just meet there every morning and hustle and then go get dinner and then go home. But I, you know, I didn't know anyone in the city. I was, again, you know, a baby. I was so young. And so, yeah, while I was there, I was like, what in the world what did I do? There were some times where I felt that. And there was some culture shock coming from a very small town in rural Missouri to Austin, Texas. There was some definite culture shock on top of all of the change. And I wish I could say I loved actually living in the city more than I did. I wish I could say it was like the funnest experience of my life. It was great. I missed home a lot. I was super homesick. And so during those first few months of the apprenticeship itself, I was like, oh man, you know, that was kind of like the point where I just had to get down and get to work because I had already made this commitment. I'd moved out here. I was at this company. And so in my mind, there wasn't an option for me to, you know, fail at that point. Yeah. I'd left school. I, you know, all my peers were in their junior year of high school. And so if I went back now, I'd look like a fool. You know, I just felt like I'm in too deep at this point.
You have
I just
skin have to, in the game. Yeah.
Yes. I just have to get it done. And, you know, I have to prove everyone wrong that was giving me resistance back home. I can't pack up and go home now. Like, I've already made the commitment. And so just kind of knowing that I had made that commitment and there wasn't really this option to fail at this point, really motivated me and propelled me forward. On top of that, the Praxis curriculum made me feel like I was, you know, I had something tangible to work on even after I left work. So I had this mindset of, you know, I'm here to grind, I'm going to grind. And so, you know, I went to work and then I would go home and work on the personal development projects is what they were called at that point. I'm not sure what they are now. But I would go home and work on those. And I kind of viewed it as like my version of university. So I wasn't there to like have fun or, you know, it wasn't the easy way out, like yeah. the way around college that was easier. It wasn't that. It actually was much harder. So I just had to hustle. You know, at that point, there wasn't this option to fail. And so I worked really hard, did well there. And because of that experience, was able to get my new role. And luckily, throughout my career, each role has helped me grow a little bit more to where I'm qualified for the next role, which has helped me grow a little bit more to where I'm qualified for the next role. No one's ever asked me about my college degree when I've looked at a job. No one's ever been like, you're a great candidate, but you don't have a degree. It's not even been a question. And so luckily after that went well enough that I had this experience where I could, you know, go to a role that was a little bit better, a little bit higher paying, go to a role that's a little bit better. I haven't had an issue where I was like, oh, I've made the wrong call. It's just been the opposite. Each time I land a different role or have something else go well, I'm like, man, I made the right call. Like, I'm so thankful that I didn't gamble on a degree and that I did Praxis. I made the right call. And so it's been really exciting too for me to see like a lot of my family do the same thing, because I'm so proud of them, because I know it is kind of scary. Yep. Even though me and then my brother Austin had done it, we were kind of the first two of the family to do it. So there's a little bit of some known there where their parents were like, oh yeah, your cousin did this. It went well. It's still scary because all their peers are in college. You will feel like an outsider a little bit with your peers at first. That's just part of it. And that's normal. So it's been cool to see some other family members kind of follow in our steps and do that, because I know that it's like I know it's worth investing in. I know it's like an investment in your future that's going to be worth it. Whereas a degree, that's very questionable. It really depends what you're going for, but that I can't confidently say if I see a cousin going to college that, oh yeah, that's going to be worth it. You're going to do well in your career because of it. But when I see a cousin going through Praxis, I'm really excited because I know that it will be worth it.
Incredible answer. Incredible response. I don't even have anything to add or contribute to top what awesome. The way you just rounded up. So Diana, thank you so much for joining us on the Self-Directed yeah. podcast today, for sharing your story, being so generous, you know, with your time as well. So thanks as always, for being such a great alumna of Praxis and an ambassador, for the idea of apprenticeships and opting out of college, and congratulations on your continued success as well.
Well, yeah. Thanks, Mitch. Thanks for having me. I appreciate you. And I love to see what you guys are doing. So keep up the good work. It's work that's well worth it.
Yeah, that's awesome. Right. Thanks, Diana.
You're welcome. See ya.